Our wait at Homer's small boat harbor was not unpleasant while we waited for the arrival of our guide, Kevin Seidlinger. Lars and I witnessed boats of all shapes and sizes being backed down the ramp and launched to ports who knows where. Some were sleek manufactured craft, others homemade, some big, some small, some open, and some enclosed. One anxious boater forgot to put in the drain plug before launching and nearly sank his craft before getting it back on the trailer to drain, put in the plug, and relaunch. Timed with the relaunch, Kevin's boat slipped to the dock. Greetings and introductions were short, and in just a moment, our gear was stowed aboard his work boat. Kevin explained the safety features, told us where to sit, and we made a wakeless exit from the harbor. Kevin and his wife Cindy call Halibut Cove home and headquarters for their alpine llama trips. En route, Kevin explained that the llamas had been transported from the cove to the lagoon earlier using this same boat. Animals and crew were awaiting our arrival. Cindy and the balance of our party greeted us as we stepped ashore. Here we met the animals, as Kevin and Cindy affectionately call the llamas. After being introduced to the bearers of our packs, Conan the Barbarian and Boone the Explorer, we were soon on a first-name basis. Dan and Linda, the leaders of our group, handled the loading with expert ease. Dan explained, as he filled the packs with our gear, if the pack is too heavy or unbalanced, the llama will merely lie down. If the pack is loaded correctly, they will carry it for hours without prejudice. In fact, the Indians of South America call the llamas speechless brothers. Only a brother would carry the burdens they do without complaint. Boone and Conan accepted our gear without complaint. Our destination was an alpine lake at the base of Chocolate Drop Mountain. Chocolate Drop is a small, 4,000-foot-high peak set in the center of a large valley. At the base of Chocolate Drop, we made camp. 20 yards from our tent was a small, clear water creek terminating the lake. Lars and I unpacked our fly rods before the tent was up. My first cast with a polar shrimp brought a tug to the line. The bow made several small runs, always staying in the current. Finally, I maneuvered him out of the fast water. By the time I had him beached, an audience gathered. "Trout for supper," Cindy announced. "Catch 3 more. The first one had been so easy I readily accepted the challenge. Supper was late that night as Lars and I labored for the next 3 hours to accomplish our task. I learned again to never judge a fishing hole on the first cast. Later, Kevin took us out in the canoe where we were able to even the score on the rainbows. The next morning, we assaulted Chocolate Drop. The conversation at the top turned to the animals. We found them to be wonderful companions on the trail. They seemed to anticipate what was required. They were quiet, docile, intelligent, and extremely sure-footed. Because of their padded feet, they are able to travel over a wide variety of terrain and steep mountainsides and trails. Around the evening fire, enjoying a meal of Cindy's open-pit barbecue spare ribs, our zoology lesson continued. Each animal can carry 3 or 4 times what a person can comfortably pack. Because of the animals, we had luxuries on this trip that were uncommon or non-existent on most backpack trips. For 3 days, Lars and I enjoyed exploring, canoeing, fishing, and climbing in Kachemek State Park. We got closer as father and son into the land we call home, and we wished for more as we bid our speechless brothers goodbye. It came to our memory, on our return to the Homer small boat harbor, that the Homer Spit is the end of the Pan American Highway that begins in Argentina. This road passes through Peru, Bolivia, and other South American countries, the ancient home of the llama. I suppose it is only fitting that one of the world's oldest domestic animals be earning its living at the end of the road that began close to the animal's beginning. Oh yes, before I forget, concerning the llama's reputation for spitting, the only spit we saw was the Homer Spit.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.